After a moment of silence in memory of loved ones lost to violence, more than 800 people marched from the steps of the Museum of Science and Technology. Mothers pushed strollers and fathers carried toddlers on their shoulders. The Trayvon Martin case hit home for many participants at Friday's rally. When they reached Clinton Square, local leaders took the opportunity to speak out about the situation in their own community.
It represents taking our families back, taking our neighborhoods back. We don't live in hoods, we live in neighborhoods.
Right.
And we need to stick together so that they can know that it's a neighborhood, it's a community.
The event echoed many sentiments of a similar gathering at Syracuse University earlier this week. But for 4th District Common Counselor Khalid Bey, a defining characteristic of this rally was the diversity of its participants.
For those communities who might be separate from one another and never really have the opportunity to experience one another, this was a unique moment for that to happen.
The death of Trayvon Martin taps into deep-seated concerns in the African-American community regarding racial profiling and discrimination.
We have some young people who saw it as an excellent opportunity to talk about some local injustices and to sort of promote the need for peace, not just between the protectors and servants of our city, but also even amongst the people within the communities.
Among these local injustices, Bey counts the case of Chenice Patterson, a 21-year-old African-American woman who was denied medical attention during a stay at the Onondaga County Justice Center in 2009. After 14 hours of pain, Patterson was found dead in her cell due to an ectopic pregnancy in her fallopian tube.
There were many other examples of those kind of injustices, you know, but even when you consider the many people who are mistaken, unfortunately, for drug dealers or for gang members simply by the way they dress.
Speaking to the crowd, Counselor Bey said that justice begins at home.
I will not depend on social services to contribute to the development of my kid.
Amen. Amen. Hello.
I will not count on the Syracuse Police Department to keep my kid in line.
That's right.
So the first responsibility falls on us. We got to get our houses in order. We got to get our communities in order.
Tim Eatman brought his daughter Jasmine and four of her friends to the march. A professor at Syracuse University, Dr. Eatman strikes a commanding presence, with long dreadlocks reaching down his back.
You see me, my hair is white. Anywhere I go in this society, anywhere, I can expect to have some sort of negative interaction. Police or someone following me around the store. It didn't matter that I have a PhD. We've been having these conversations, particularly in African-American communities, a long time. I mean, but the real thing to be sorry about and to do something about is the social system.
Professor Eatman says that one factor in the criminalization of men of color was the federal government's war on drugs, which focused on predominantly African-American urban centers, despite evidence suggesting that drugs were no less prevalent in white suburban communities.
And that translates into a very despicable condition for our prisons now, which really translates into a new social caste. It's interwoven into the law.
Community activist Alfonso Jones believes these issues should have been brought to the public eye years ago.
It's a powder cake, and it's just kind of waiting to explode. So if we don't embrace and have this dialogue, we will be dealing with an explosion that I don't think anyone wants to deal with.
Jones says that although Trayvon Martin's death was a tragedy, it has provided a way to open this dialogue in central New York and across the country.
There's Trayvon Martins all over the city of Syracuse. Just like they stand in Miami, just like they stand in New York, just like they stand in New Jersey, because there are Trayvon Martins all over the United States. And that is just an injustice to people of color.
In Syracuse, I'm Derry Lawrence for WRVO News.